Chapter 16. The Increase of Holograms, 3D Printing and Restlessness. The seventh way that modern technology reveals that we're really living in the last days is by the increase of electronic holograms. But don't take my word for it. Let's listen to God's.
Revelation 13:11-15. Then I saw another beast, coming out of the earth. He had two horns like a lamb, but he spoke like a dragon. He exercised all the authority of the first beast on his behalf and made the earth and its inhabitants worship the first beast, whose fatal wound had been healed. And he performed great and miraculous signs, even causing fire to come down from heaven to earth in full view of men. Because of the signs he was given power to do on behalf of the first beast, he deceived the inhabitants of the earth. He ordered them to set up an image in honor of the beast who was wounded by the sword and yet lived. He was given power to give breath to the image of the first beast, so that it could speak and cause all who refused to worship the image to be killed.
So here we see again in this passage that the false prophet is going to use his deception around the world to get people to what? To specifically worship the Antichrist's image or be killed, right? And apparently it has something to do with his death, or appearing to die, and so you honor his great power by worshiping his image. So that's the question. Do we see any technology on the planet that could actually help create not only an image of the Antichrist, but one that could actually talk with and interact with people? Even cause their death if they don't do what he says. You know, like worship him? Yeah. They're called 3D holograms, and that's just one technology out there. But as we saw before, they're not only used in news broadcasts, but even political leaders around the world are making important announcements with them, which is what the Antichrist is going to do in the seven-year tribulation. They also use them right now in concerts, specifically concerts of dead singers, like Tupac, Elvis, Frank Sinatra, you name it. Even Michael Jackson seemingly comes back to life on stage again today.
CNN reports. The comeback performance was a thriller. Michael Jackson, almost 5 years after his death, taking the stage at the 2014 Billboard's Music Awards. There was his iconic moonwalk and that trademark voice. The only thing missing was the real King of Pop. In his place was a hologram. This MJ likeness used at the Billboard's Awards was created by Hologram USA and may have made some viewers a little uneasy. But the founder A. David says the technology gives them a chance to remember the pop icon at his best. But this wasn't the first time a hologram performed on stage. Celine Dion performed alongside Elvis on American Idol in 2007. Tupac wowed audiences in 2012 at the Coachella Music Festival, rapping alongside the real Live Snoop. David says we can expect even better holograms in the future.
You know, like the Antichrist when he makes a global announcement with his image saying to worship him. And remember, these are all dead people seemingly coming back to life with people interacting with them, and since they were their idols in real life, they get to worship them again. But you might be thinking, well, that's all well and good, but that's just for entertainment. Nobody's going to walk around in real life with a hologram, like it's a real ongoing relationship with the Antichrist or something. Really? Well, you might want to ask the Asian community. You see, we're all so busy running the rat race that nobody has time for a relationship anymore, at least a real one. So hey, wouldn't it be great if they could create a hologram spouse for you? No commitments, no worries, no demands. Now that's a relationship you could have time for. Believe it or not, they're already doing that.
It's morning. Wake up. Hey, wake up. In Japan, a person is slowly getting up out of bed. He looks over on a table, and there is a hologram of a little woman standing there telling him it's time to get up. He says, "Good morning." The hologram then says, "Oh, it may rain today. Take your umbrella with you. Hurry, or you will be late." He bends over to take a closer look and says, "I'm leaving now." And she says, "See you later. Take care. Have fun at work." During the day at work, he gets a text on his phone. It is his hologram telling him, "Come home early." He replies, "It's only noon." Later in the day, he sends her a text, "I am heading home now." And she replies, "Yay." With a click of her finger, she turns on all the lights to welcome him home. It has started raining, and he takes out his umbrella. He walks to the bus, and while riding home, he texts her again saying, "I'm home soon." She replies, "I can't wait to see you." He says, "In 10 minutes. She replies, I can't wait. When he gets home, he goes to the hologram and she says, I missed you, darling. You know, somebody's home for me, it feels great. Thought so on my way home, as he looked up at the lights in the window. Good night, he says. Good night, she answers. Living with your favorite character.
Or Antichrist, whichever hologram you choose to have a relationship with. Did you see it sent him texts throughout the day, said it missed him, turned the lights on for him when he got home, shared some tea with him? It isn't just that we're seeing sophisticated image technology with holograms appear on the scene in our day, it's for the first time in man's history we're seeing people develop relationships with these images, and that's exactly what's going to happen in Revelation 13 and the image of the Antichrist. But wait a second, we already have the ability to broadcast an extremely lifelike image across the world of somebody with holograms, and we even have people now developing intimate relationships with them. But speaking of global, how is the image of the Antichrist going to break through the language barrier with his image? I mean, there's thousands of different languages. How's he going to communicate with everyone? Well, can you say an automatic language translator for holograms? Believe it or not, that too is already here. Here it is in action.
Julia White, CVP, Azure Marketing. Now it's a pleasure to be here in Las Vegas, to present to you. I get invited to casinos across the globe, and though it's easy for me to come to Las Vegas, it isn't always easy to travel across the world, and even when I do, I can't always speak the local language. So, what if neither language nor distance mattered for me to deliver a fantastic keynote? What if technology can help me anywhere I needed to be and speak any language I wanted? Well, it can. We are bringing together the power of mixed reality and Azure AI services to create a truly game-changing experience. What you are about to see is an exact hologram of me wearing the same outfit that we recently captured at a mixed reality studio. I don't speak Japanese, but what if I wanted to deliver my keynote in Japanese? Using Azure AI technology, I can translate my English into Japanese and train it to sound exactly like me. The same voice tones, the same inflection. We have brought this together, my hologram and Azure AI, to show you what is possible. So first I want to put on my HoloLens 2 here and then a special camera so you can see what I am seeing. Let's get started. First, let me introduce you to Mini-Me. In her hand she is hold a green hologram of herself. There she is, my perfect hologram. And thanks to the power of HoloLens 2 she floats with me. I am literally holding my hologram. So natural. Now she is a little small to do a keynote, so let's see if she can be a full-size Japanese keynote. Render keynote. The hologram goes off her hand and onto the floor, growing to a full-size human. As soon as the form comes together, she starts to speak in Japanese. She says in Japanese, there is something truly amazing about being a hologram. We are using our latest mixed reality capture technology to create my hologram. You might have seen people as holograms before, but what is new and what you're seeing today is that I am actually speaking Japanese. I don't speak Japanese, yet here I am with my voice and my hologram speaking in perfect Japanese. Technology called Neural Text-to-Speech or Neural TTS. We are able to use recordings of my voice to create my own personal voice signature. Now as you can see, this is a mind-blowing technology, and what you just saw was my life-size hologram, the exact replica, rendered here in real time, speaking Japanese with my own unique voice signature. And the most amazing part, all of these technologies exist today.
Which means, all of the technologies needed to fulfill the Antichrist's image in Revelation 13 exist today. Including broadcasting it anywhere in the world, having relational abilities, and speaking any language. Just in time for the 7-year tribulation. And again, all these events happen during the 7-year tribulation, and the rapture of the church happens prior to the 7-year tribulation, which means we're getting close. Are you ready for that rapture? The eighth way that modern technology reveals that we're really living in the last days is by the increase of electronic body parts. You see, with all this explosion of technology in our lifetime, it's not only leading to the possible fulfillment of the image of the Antichrist, but also to the death of the Antichrist. Let's go back to our opening text.
Revelation 13:12. He exercised all the authority of the first beast on his behalf and made the earth and its inhabitants worship the first beast, whose fatal wound had been healed.
So here we see the Antichrist is seemingly invincible. I mean, you kill him, he gets this fatal wound, and he seemingly comes back to life again. No wonder people worship him, right? Now some would say this fatal wound is one of the heads or kingdoms the Antichrist rules over that's mentioned in the book of Revelation, and it could be. Others would say no, it's speaking of a literal head wound he receives, maybe an assassination attempt like what happened with JFK, a political leader who got a fatal shot in the head, but he never recovered. And so that's the question. Do we see any technology on the planet now that could actually give the appearance of somebody coming back to life from a head wound, including the Antichrist? JFK wasn't brought back to life, but could they do it with the Antichrist? And not just a hologram, but literally coming back from what appears to be a fatal head wound of some sort and somehow still survive it? Yeah. It's called 3D printing technology. Star Trek, eat your heart out. Believe it or not, thanks to this new technology, we can not only print anything we want right before our very eyes, but it's getting so cheap that just about anyone can own one of these devices. And all you do is, just like Star Trek, scan the image of what you want to create and voila. There it is. Right now, you can have 3D printed toys, shoes, clothes, furniture, dental implants, sports gear, eyewear, phone cases, tools, artwork, instruments, houses, cars, trucks, aircraft, even 3D printed pills and firearms. Drugs and guns, not a good combo. In fact, speaking of Star Trek, even food is being printed with these things, such as chocolates, candies, crackers, pizza, pasta, even plant-based meat material, and isn't that the rage nowadays? Mimicking meat texture and nutritional values for the environmentally friendly. And that's right, just in time for the millennials, you can now even scan in an image of yourself and create your own 3D printed selfie. At least this person included their spouse. In fact, believe it or not, for the first time in man's history, we now have the ability with 3D printers to create new body parts. Here's the other side to 3D printers. Look what else they can print.
Tara Long, D News reports. You know what's better than a 3D printed pizza? Nothing, nothing, nothing. There is nothing in the world better than a 3D printed pizza. Hey guys, Tara here from D News with a story that I'm sure will warm the cockles of even the coldest, deadest heart. I don't know if that is even a word, but I said it and now it is. A group of engineering students from an Illinois high school used a 3D printer to make a prosthetic hand for a 9-year-old girl who was born without fingers on her left hand. A regular prosthetic hand costs up to $50,000, which is an insane amount of money. So instead, this girl's father approached the school asking for help. Students found the 3D printer online used to create fingers, and then they pieced the hand together using flexible cords that would allow her to bend and grab things. The girl now has a brand new functioning hand, and the total cost, $5. This isn't the first time a 3D printer has created working body parts, and it's probably more common than you think. Last month, a group of doctors in Holland performed the first successful skull transplant using a plastic 3D printed skull, which is insane. The patient suffered from a condition that thickens the bone structure that causes headaches, blindness, and eventually causes death. The procedure took around 23 hours, and the woman has completely regained her sight and returned to work. Absolutely incredible. The company also produces other facial prosthetics, including noses and ears. The Wake Forest Institute for Degenerative Medicine is another place that is leading the way in creating prosthetics. They recently created a bioprinted kidney by depositing kidney cells cultivated from a biopsy into a biodegradable shell. There is no doubt that organ transplants save lives, but waiting for compatible donors can never be short enough. So, what if there was a way to get compatible organs on demand? Bioprinting has traditionally meant printing biocompatible materials as a base for cells to grow. It may sound far-fetched, scientists have already been able to produce a human ear and other tissues. Doctors take a scan of the organ, a 3D blueprint, cells are then taken from the patient, which are then placed in a culture to multiply. The cells are then painstakingly placed on the 3D printed scaffold, which is incubated to produce a functioning organ. It involves taking stem cells from the patient's tissue, which are then mixed in a hydrogel, and then placed in 3D printed molds. These are then incubated to produce steroids, which are the building blocks of organ printing. From there, you can just about print any organ you like. Wake Forest has also paved the way for synthetic skin grafts, and they are currently developing a printer that will print skin right onto the wound of a burn victim. First, they use the scanner to determine the size and depth of the wound, then they use an ink containing enzymes and collagen, and they layer it between tissue and skin cells. Just like you would layer it in healthy skin. They say their goal is to have portable skin graft machines ready within 5 years, but let me reiterate just how incredible the potential of this is. Transplant waiting lists will be thing of the past. Lose your arm in a boating accident, cool, I'll just print another one.
Or if I take a seemingly fatal wound to the head, those new parts I would need to recover can be printed up just like that for the first time in mankind's history. From a new skull, to a new ear, even to new skin to cover the whole wound, and nobody would be the wiser. Why, it appears as if this guy's invincible. I mean, when JFK got shot, that was it, but this guy, he's already back in action. This technology is not coming but is already here, just in time for the 7-year tribulation. Can you believe that? Printed body parts for people. In fact, these kinds of operations, we're theorizing, are already taking place.
In March 2014, surgeons used 3D printed parts to rebuild the face of a motorcyclist who had been seriously injured in a road accident. In May 2018, 3D printing was used for a kidney transplant to save a 3-year-old boy. And just this year, Israeli researchers constructed a heart out of human cells.
And all of that would sure come in handy if someone needed to be healed from some serious fatal wound, whatever that is. Again, just in time for the 7-year tribulation. But that's right, speaking of fatal head wounds, we not only have the technology to make body parts to come back to life, if you will, but we also have for the first time in man's history an actual movement called transhumanism that actually has plans to bring people back from the dead and achieve man-made immortality. As wild as that is, they have not only succeeded in already getting FDA approval of human suspended animation trials, to preserve somebody's body when it dies, like the Antichrist, to keep them alive until you provide an alternative body, print it up, clone it up, whatever, okay. But the ultimate goal is to preserve the human brain and transform it, hence the term transhumanism, into a computer image, inside of a computer, to seemingly extend their lives forever. And as crazy as that sounds, Hollywood is already out there promoting this idea of us having the ability real soon to just print up a whole new body if need be, or that which they call a sleeve.
The tour guide welcomes the visitors. Can I answer any questions? Welcome to Psychasec. We are a company that produces 100% organic human sleeves. You are probably wondering what the human sleeve is. Well, if you gather around, I can let you know what we do here in full detail. We have been able to achieve true mortality by taking your human consciousness and storing it in a device called a portable stack. We implant it in the base of your neck, and it collects and stores everything that make you, you. Every memory, every emotion, everything you have ever experienced is stored on this device. You can see it on this screen, it's about to come up. If you guys will just follow me. All the information is stored on this device, and it can be transferred to the sleeve of your choosing. Follow me and I can give you a little more information. The portable stack device is a small device, as I said before, that is implanted in the base of your neck with a small incision, and it records everything that you have ever experienced in your life from a child until now. And we store it in a file called EHF, which is a digital human frame. Everything that makes you, you is on this device. Now, all that information can be transferred over from the sleeve that you currently occupy into the sleeve of your choosing. Now, the sleeve of your choosing can be designed like, if you want blue eyes instead of brown eyes, or those rock-hard abs but you don't want to go to the gym for them, if you want to be taller, or if you want to be darker, all these things can be achieved here at Psychasec. If you would like to follow me for a tour around this corner, here is our final re-sleeving process. Come on in. As they turn the corner, on the table in a large plastic bag, is a human sleeve that is laying in a fetal position. One of the visitors touched the sleeve's head and says, "It feels real."
Yeah, that's real all right, real creepy. But think about this. Not only a brand new head but a brand new body to put that head on if you wanted one. All being promoted now. So how is this going to happen? How is some guy going to survive some seemingly fatal wound and come back to life? I mean, think about it. The Apostle John must have been blown away when he received this vision from God nearly 2,000 years ago, dealing with his future timeframe called the 7-year tribulation. But today you and I are seeing it being promoted in the media, the transhumanist movement, and science right there to get the job done, just in time for the 7-year tribulation. It's almost like we're living in the last days and it's time to get motivated. Anyone else coming to that same conclusion? The 9th way that modern technology reveals that we're really living in the last days is by the increase of restlessness. Here is where all the technology is headed.
2 Timothy 3:1 and verse 7. But mark this, there will be terrible times in the last days. Always learning but never able to acknowledge the truth.
So here we see the Bible not only warns us of terrible times in the last days, but apparently one of the reasons why it's so terrible is because we'd have an increase of unrest like never before. Why? Because we would become a people who are always learning yet are never able to acknowledge the truth, leaving us in a frustrated and restless state. Which means God even predicted as a sign of the last days that we'd have what we call the modern day rat race. It's actually a side effect of all these modern technology advancements. Let's go back to our very first text at the very beginning of our study.
Daniel 12:4. But you, Daniel, close up and seal the words of the scroll until the time of the end. Many will go here and there to increase knowledge.
Now think about it. Are we not being told today that the more we acquire this new technology, the more time it will save us so we can spend more time rushing here and there? And aren't we being told that the more we can learn from this increase of information, the more peace it will produce in our lives? Exactly. But the question is this true? Have we really saved more time and created more peace in our lives with all this new modern technology? No. We've actually become a society on the brink of disaster. And this is exactly what the secular experts are saying. Even though we have the most highly funded educational system in the world, we are producing the most confused, ignorant, and violent children ever. Rates of depression are going through the roof, suicide is at an all-time high, anxiety abounds, serial killers are commonplace, nobody has any peace, and we're running around like a bunch of chickens with our heads chopped off. But wait a second. How can this be? Because, read your Bible. We're always learning yet never able to come to the truth. You see, the truth is that the more we fill our lives with so-called time-saving devices, the more rushed we feel. In fact, we're in so much of a rush that we tap our fingers while waiting for the microwave to zap our instant coffee. Think about it. The truth is that these devices that are supposed to save us so much time so that we can rest more are actually making us more restless. Why? Because that's exactly what the Bible said would happen in the last days from all this technology. We're living it now. In fact, one guy said that it's significant that we call it the information age. We don't talk about the knowledge age. Our society is basically motion without memory, which of course is one of the clinical definitions of insanity. And speaking of insane, this guy demonstrates just how insane it really is to think that technology is somehow going to give you a fulfilling life.
We convince ourselves, technology is helping. The reality is, people don't seem enough for us these days. We condense books into articles, into lists, into GIFs, because who has time to read an actual sentence anymore? We scroll and click, and double tap our lives away wondering where the day goes. We are more anxious than any generation before us, yet we keep downloading another app hoping that it could fix us. We look to the latest trends, check the reviews on Yelp, investigate the hashtags, yet in a world with so much information we're somehow still missing the wisdom of life. We crave real connection, but we'd rather text about the hard conversations. We desire relationships but settle for following each other on Twitter. We stare at the pretty pictures on Instagram instead of the person standing right in front of us. We prefer filtered images to reality. We listen to a new podcast over a person's day, we check social media more than we check in with our friends. In our constant need for new information, new insights, new everything, we lose the chance to make old memories. We like being busy, we wear it like a badge of honor. We can't focus because we're being pulled in 50 different directions. We can't commit because there always seems to be another option, a better alternative. We have trust issues with the people we've known for years, yet we trust someone's review that we just saw on Amazon. We want to hold hands while still holding onto our phones. We scroll through Twitter while having lunch with our friends. We think we can keep one foot out the door while still falling for the person sitting in front of us. We always need the latest, the newest, the most up-to-date, and then wonder why relationships don't last. We walk around stores on FaceTime and text during work because life without multitasking feels inefficient. We fill our schedule, we fill out our days, we fill our phones thinking that will cure the emptiness that we feel inside us. We binge another series of that latest Netflix show because someone else's story drowns out the experience of our own. We complain that nothing feels real anymore, but we don't give anything time to become real. We complain nothing has depth, but we don't allow things space to deepen. We're so quick to fill the silence or write someone off completely. We complain nothing feels authentic today as we select a new filter on our selfies. We recharge our devices but not ourselves when we're out of time, we just add more to our schedules. We don't know who we want to become because we're too distracted by who everyone else is becoming. How many times has anyone ever said to you, "I want your time"? Whenever you hear that, know this truth. What people really want is your energy. Imagine if you gave someone an hour of your time but the whole time you were completely distracted on your phone. Versus if you gave someone 10 minutes of your complete energy. I'm sure that any of us would select option 2, because what we're really searching for is energy. What we're really searching for is attention. What we're really looking for is presence. What we're really after is affection. So, what we really need to do is give people our energy, not just our time. Take a moment. Take time to reflect. Take a step back.
And realize that we may have advanced beyond our wildest dreams technologically with all our cell phones and social media accounts and all the gadgets and doodads that are supposed to make life more convenient. Yet we are still spiritually bankrupt about the true meaning of life. No wonder we're restless. All this modern technology has done is guarantee that we don't have time or even take the time to seek out meaningful relationships, including with the one who alone could give us rest, i.e., God. Instead, we spend our time with TV, the internet, texting, cell phones, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and a whole bunch of other things that are supposed to save us time and give us peace, and they don't. It's a trap, a spiritual one. And can I state the obvious? You cannot grow spiritually watching 3 hours of TV a day versus 3 minutes of the Bible a day. You don't pray to God, but you socialize on Facebook. It's a trap. It's taking away whatever time you have left in the day after running the rat race to spend time with God. Don't we see what's happening to us? The Bible says in the last days, there'd not only be an increase of travel and information and all kinds of modern technology like never before, but the Bible also warns that all this technology is going to steal away the time that you could have spent with God, making you restless. It's created a restless rat race society that rushes here and there and travels to and fro, gathering information from this and that, who said this and who said that. Exactly like Daniel said would happen when you're living in the last days. You see, the problem of being in a hurry all the time is that you never take the time to stop and think about what is the most important in life. It's called eternity. Busy, busy, busy. Rushing here and there, to and fro, getting this, getting that, never able to come to the truth. What's life all about? Preparation for eternity. Instead of worshiping the one true God, you got tricked into bowing a knee before the idol of technology when the whole time, the answer to all of your problems was right before you, if you'd only have stopped long enough to listen. This is what the devil doesn't want you to see. This is what he's trying to keep from you. You don't need to travel halfway across the world for truth. You don't even need that latest computer gizmo or social networking device to understand it, nor spend a dime to receive it. Why? Because the truth about a restful life has been right under our noses the whole the time, in the words of Jesus Christ.
Matthew 11:28 Then Jesus said, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest."
Please don't be fooled like our last day society into thinking that it's by rushing here and there and by increasing your knowledge is where you'll find rest. Modern technology can't give it to you. But if you persist, not only will you remain restless, but you may one day wake up to find yourself in the greatest time of unrest the world has ever known. It's called the 7-year tribulation, and it's coming much sooner than you think. And that's precisely why, out of love, God has given us this update on the final countdown, tribulation rising concerning modern technology and the AI invasion, to show us that the tribulation is near and the second coming of Jesus Christ is rapidly approaching. And that's why Jesus himself said.
Luke 21:28 When these things begin to take place, stand up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near.
People of God, like it or not, we are headed for the final countdown. The signs of the 7-year tribulation are rising. Wake up. The point is this. If you're a Christian today and you're not doing anything for the Lord, shame on you. Get busy doing something for Jesus now. Stop wasting your life. We need you. Don't sit on the sidelines. Get on the front line and help us. Let's get busy working together doing something splendid for Jesus with what time is left and get busy saving souls. Amen? But if you're reading this today and you're not a Christian, then I beg you, please heed these signs, heed these warnings, give your life to Jesus now, because this modern technology is not going to lead to a fulfilled life with plenty of rest and relaxation, but a nightmare beyond your wildest dreams called the 7-year tribulation. Don't fall for the lie. Take the way out now, the only way out now, through Jesus Christ, and avoid the whole thing, before it's too late. Amen?